The Farm Bill helping to close the rural and urban gap. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The nation's federal farm policy, otherwise known as the Farm Bill, encompasses many aspects of the agricultural industry, but it also goes much further in helping to link technology from urban to rural areas. That was evident in part of a telemedicine demonstration project this week held by USDA at UT's Health Science Center in Memphis. Gary Crawford has more.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing? Good to see you again.
Nice to see you too, sir.
Kevin, did you have any...
What you're hearing is a doctor in Memphis, Tennessee, working with a young patient in rural Mississippi, both viewing each other on video screens. Also sitting in and watching and participating in this demonstration of technology from a conference room in Washington, D.C., Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns, whose department's rural grants and loans have made many such DLT, or distance learning and telemedicine projects, a reality.
It's a great thing we're doing for rural America, and I'm pleased to bolster the support for it in the 2007 Farm Bill proposals.
In that bill, Johanns would reauthorize the DLT programs and add money to them, along with rehabilitating some rural hospitals. Meanwhile, the USDA announced the immediate availability of an additional $128 million in loan and grant money for distance learning and telemedicine projects.
Having access to quality health care is absolutely critical to our rural communities.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Under Secretary of Agriculture Tom Doerr was in Memphis for the demonstration on Thursday, and he says while many folks think of the Farm Bill as policy that helps our farmers, which it does, he says it's obviously much more.
From men and women in blue jeans driving tractors to men and women in scrubs reading x-rays and providing health care advice over the internet to those folks in rural areas.
That's our report. Hope all of you have a safe Easter weekend. Join us again Monday on the Tennessee Radio Network.